Well, good morning, everyone. Good to see you. March 25th. Miriam's back from Morocco.
Yeah.
Cool.
Smoked paprika.
It's a good Moroccan spice. So before we get to our own tinkering around and discussing the material in chapter 9 in the company of Sam and Carrie and Marlene, I wanted to stop and ask, maybe asking myself, what is it about Eigen's way of working that compels our interest? For me, among many other qualities, it is his clinical presentations and write-ups that are special. And in this chapter, we certainly have some good examples. And in part because his case presentations have this literary style to them, but they also lack that sort of just-so quality that I find in a lot of other case presentations. And what I mean is that instead of Eigen having happy endings or life-changing insights or grand enlightenments, we're often left at the end of the clinical material without definitive closure or resolution, without knowing what eventually happens in these people's lives. And yet at the same time, I also feel we come to know them in a deeper way than many other clinical case examples in other books. So why is this? What is Eigen doing that seems so different? Well, another thing that occurs to me is his process of clinical discovery and how he writes about it. He's not about imposing one or another analytic frameworks on his patients, even though Eigen is often very psychoanalytic. Nor does it seem to be about offering traditional analytic interpretations or techniques, although Eigen can be very open and generous with his curiosities and formulations. And as far as I know, he remains appropriate and firm with both the frame and his boundaries. For me, so it's partly about the beauty of watching his cases unfold with all their missteps and bumps. A writer like Philip Bromberg might say we need our missteps. They're valuable. Our unconscious enactments bring into the foreground exactly what needs to be processed and worked through. All well and good. Eigen, though, seems to like to crawl around in the basements and sewers of his patients, taking his sweet time, sniffing out what might feel off or wrong, what might be blocking psychic and emotional arteries, impeding growth, preventing further freedom of psyche and person to develop more fully. Always mindful of the interplay between his patient's conscious wishes and the unconscious pattern realities formed early in life, Eigen becomes a kind of Sherlock Holmes of the psyche, as well as a psychoanalytic Rumi, welcoming all of the inner guests, all of the feelings and emotions, and also, I think, a kind of a dedicated bodhisattva who does not give up on anyone, but who persists through thick and thin, not toward any permanent solution or final arrival, but simply honoring the potential further growth and freedom and health of psyche and physical body together, however these might form as a constellation in each unique individual. So in this spirit of trying to understand Eigen a little better and what he's up to, and before we get to the case material, I would like to this morning to read to you a commencement address, a graduation address that Eigen gave in 2010 to graduates of a psychoanalytic institute in New York. It summarizes in a partial way some of the things he's up to and what he is continuing to think about and write about. And I'm going to turn off the fan behind me. Pretty warm in here? Is that, are people warm? It's pretty chilly outside. Ooh. All right. It's coming in. If you get cold, you let me know.
All right.
Okay. All right, so this is Eigen's commencement talk, and it's about, 18 to 20 minutes long. And the title is Everything Human. Graduation talk for the National Psychological Association for Psychoanalysis, September 24th, 2010. To graduate from a psychoanalytic institute is no small thing, considering the hardships and challenges one goes through. Training in many other professions is hard enough, but in psychoanalysis, one's very person is at stake. One's most intimate psyche is at risk. If you have teachers in law school or medical school that are not simpatico, you may have a rough time. But you work hard and get through. In psychoanalysis, when you have misalignment between student and teacher, one's very existence is in danger of misinterpretation. If you hide, you will be seen as hiding. If you show yourself, you are open to misunderstanding. Your very being, who you are as a person, is on the line. The fact that you are here this evening means you have weathered such experiences and weathered them well. It also means it is likely you have found connections and links that you value, that helped enrich your relationship to emotional reality, and that all of your positive and negative experiences together helped you find ways to mediate the emotional reality of others. With all the difficulties of our time, this is one of the richest moments to be a psychoanalyst. And by the way, I would include psychotherapy, but he's addressing graduates of an analytic school, so he's using that word. Psychoanalysis interfaces a broad range of disciplines and influences these days. Spirituality, cultural studies, infant research, excuse me, neurology, to name but a few. Wilfred Bion felt psychoanalysis is still very much an unknown baby, even embryonic. What psychoanalysis is and can be is a work in progress. And as so much in life, one learns about it by doing it. As one does it, and does it more and more, one senses that whatever this strange beast is, this baby, it has special contributions to make. No other field quite covers the ground that psychotherapy does. It's a new thing in human relations, in human experience. Two people together, probing depths and nuances of experience in the ways we do, sometimes even breaking new ground in what it is possible to experience. In this, it makes a special contribution to cultural history and to my thinking, psychic evolution as well. Time is short, so I will jump into some of what I want to say, which means leaving out a lot. This, I fear, is the state of things in many moments of life, which makes what we are able to say all the more vulnerable, and sometimes, with luck, also valuable. Our situation reminds